Hello.
Hello. Hi. Good evening. My name is Jay. We just calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area in Texas. We would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in the state of Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else? What do you consider yourself?
Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you. Now, moving on. There is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Albrecht and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local office like state legislature. Now, will you definitely vote, sir, on this Democratic primary election? Probably vote?
Yes.
Or wait until November?
Yes.
Definitely?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, please tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion on each of the following people or organization. And here's the first one. And if you don't recognize them, just let me know so we can move on. Now, the first one is Jasmine Simon. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion on her?
Jasmine Simon?
Yes, sir. Have you heard of it?
No opinion.
Okay, no opinion. Now, Elizabeth Ginsburg, favorable or unfavorable?
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay, how about Planned Parenthood, the organization? Have you heard of them? You have any opinion?
Yes. Favorable.
Favorable. Very favorable or somewhat?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Thank you, sir. Now, how about Mr. Joe Biden? Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Now, how about Nathan Johnson? Same question.
Who?
Nathan Johnson. Have you heard him?
Don't know who that is.
Okay. How about Clay Jenkins?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. How about Colin Albrecht? Favorable or unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. And Victoria Naive Criado. Have you heard of her?
Who?
Victoria.
Say that again.
Yes. Victoria Naive Criado. I think that's how you pronounce
it. Unfamiliar.
Okay. How about Ron Kirk? Have you heard that?
Favorable.
Okay. Barry or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And Roland Gutierrez. What's your opinion of?
Don't know.
Don't know. Okay. Moving on. Now, in the Democratic primary for Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you have to choose today?
Don't know yet.
Okay. Now, moving on. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Okay. Is there local control, which is the state Republicans preempting local laws and road control, zoning, and working rights, or it would be the issue of voting rights, which is restrictions on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy, or the
voting rights.
Okay, I'm required to read verbatim. I appreciate your patience, sir. So let me finish reading real quick. How about the issue of abortion? Texas laws, they're criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms, or the education issue, which Governor Abbott's voucher plans to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teachers' pay, or the guns issues, which is sensible gun sales laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age of 21 for buying assault-style weapons. If you have to pick one.
Voting rights.
Voting rights. Okay. If you have to pick a second one, what would be the one? Guns, education.
Okay. Can you read them again real fast?
Yes. Local control is one of the issues. Abortion, education, and guns.
Education.
Education. Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. I do appreciate your patience. Now, in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? A candidate, one with the most liberal positions on issues, who has a long history of progressive activists in the local Democratic Party, or a candidate one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values, but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message. Which one would you prefer, the first one or the second one?
Second one.
Second one. Thank you, sir. Now, next, please rate each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, which is Jasmine Siteman. That leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not have any impact on your opinion one way or the other. Now, the first statement says, Jasmine and her husband have raised their children in the Park Cities. Is that statement will make you definitely vote for her, probably, or not, no impact?
Can you repeat it? She raised her children what?
In the Park Cities. Is that statement will make you definitely vote for her, probably, or no impact?
No impact.
No impact. How about past common sense guns reforms, like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks? Is that statement will make you definitely vote for her, probably, or no impact?
No impact.
No impact. And Jasmine is herself made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot of living the American dream. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
No impact.
And Jasmine Siteman is a successful partner of one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people see path to legal immigration. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Definitely.
Definitely. And Jasmine Siteman puts her money where the heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, the SAPCA, and Operation Kindness, a dog rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Grace. Is that statement would make you definitely vote for her, probably, or no impact?
No impact.
No impact. And Jasmine Siteman is running to end the Republican extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures, even when a woman's life is in danger. Definitely, probably, or not impact?
Definitely.
Okay. And Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Probably.
Okay. And Jasmine Siteman will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and a courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education. Same question. Say no.
Probably.
Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this house's sea blue with Jasmine Siteman's common sense, probably solving approach. Is that statement will make you definitely vote for her, probably, or no impact?
Definitely.
Okay. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities. Same question, same options.
Probably.
And Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorsed Jasmine Siteman because she's a fighter with the broad appeal to Democrats that needed to defeat Morgan Mayer in November. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Myers. Definitely.
Definitely. And Jasmine Siteman is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest company against meritless lawsuits. Same questions, same options.
Definitely.
Okay. And last one, Jasmine Siteman is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk, where their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ+ community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses. Same questions, same options.
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Probably a vote for her. Should I record that as your answer?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee, and he's respected a Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and a longtime local Democratic Party activist. Now, Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating in public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information, sir, about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you have to choose today?
What were the names again?
Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Jasmine Simon.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. Next, I would like you to, as you know, in political campaigns, these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Now, please, sir, rate each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or doesn't matter to you one way or the other, okay? Here's the first statement. And remember, this is things that you're going to hear during the campaign, okay? By no means we're trying to take sides. Now, Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She's the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Would that make you definitely vote against her, probably, or does it matter?
Probably.
Okay. And Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton. Even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power. Same question, same options, sir. Definitely, probably, or?
No impact.
Okay. And Liz Ginsburg's losing record shows that she's not the right Democrat to win the HD 108. In 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to their Republican incumbent, Morgan Meyer. And there is no reason to believe she's a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican today. It definitely, probably, or does it matter?
Probably.
Okay. And Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Is that statement will make you vote against her? Definitely, probably, or no? No, it doesn't matter.
No. Doesn't matter.
Okay. And if Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature by Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago, shows that she's not able to bring the change Texas needs. Definitely, probably, or it doesn't matter.
What was the candidate? Which one?
Liz Ginsburg.
Can you repeat the question?
Of course, sir. It's a statement. It's a negative statement. Is that statement going to make you vote against her, probably against, or does it matter? Now, if Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows that she's not able to bring the change that Texas needs. Definitely, probably, or does it matter to you?
Probably.
Probably. Thank you, sir. I do appreciate your patience, sir. Now, after hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, would you vote for in the Democratic primary if you have to choose today?
Liz.
Liz Ginsburg, right?
No, I'm sorry. Jasmine
Simon. Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for? Just one issue that you think it should be the most important that he'd be fighting for?
Voting rights.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, moving on. The last question, just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish. Okay, allow me just a moment. Voting rights, you said, right? Thank you. Now, okay, here we go. Now, could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
55 to 64.
Okay, thank you, sir. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
Law degree. I don't know what grade that is.
Graduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
Thank you, sir. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Believe me, did you consider yourself to be a liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative?
Progressive.
Progressive?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Sir?
Progressive.
Progressive. Which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background? African American or Black, Mexican or Latino heritage, Haitian, Pacific or other Asian heritage, Arab or Muslim, white or Caucasian or something else?
White.
Thank you, sir. I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure talking to you. This concludes our survey. Thank you, sir. Very kind of you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yes, sir.